This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. Today we come to part six of our current series. And that is the peace of the Father. And we're looking today at an awesome scripture. This is an amazing scripture that comes from 1 Peter, as I say, the fifth chapter. And verse 6 and 7, we're going to concentrate on verse 7. And it says this: So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and when the time is right, He will lift you up in honor, beloved. The message says, so be content with who you are and don't put on any airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Wonderful version. But it's so true. And then Peter goes on to say this: give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you. And as you do that, His peace is going to pour into your life, that I know for sure. But first, we need to be humble before Him. And when you're humble, nothing else in the world matters but God. And you know, you can face the world, you can face whatever it is that you're going through, you can face it all because you have given it to Him. And you are so humble that you are not even going to try and figure it out yourself. This is what we do, you see, when we have a problem. We think through the problem and we think, okay, I've got this problem. I'm really not quite sure what to do. What am I going to do? How am I going to figure this one out? Oh, I don't know, if I did such and such, and if I move that over to there, and then if I decided to do that, what would happen? What would be the outcome of that? So we try and figure it out. We try and suss it out for ourselves, and we find, oftentimes, that we can't. We don't know what to do. Actually, we don't have a clue. We find ourselves in this particular situation, and we think, Lord, we've been down this road before, and it didn't work out the last time. Because I tried to figure it all out and it all went horribly wrong. So, Lord, what do I do? And then you see another thought comes to us. What is the point of going to God? Because He's got enough on His plate. He doesn't need us to come to Him with this problem. This isn't a great problem, but it is a problem for me. But I'm not going to go to God because I figure I can do this myself. You see, at the end of the day, God gave me a brain. He gave me a brain. Why did He give me a brain? So I could work it out. But when I work it out, it goes wrong. And what are you doing when you turn to Almighty God? You're going to your daddy. You're going to your father and you're saying, Dad, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I need your help in this one. When Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, and verses 6 and 7, he says, don't worry about anything. Are you getting this? He said, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And that's what we've got to do. Give all your worries and cares to God. Why? Because he cares for you. And God wants to know that you are going to rely on him and not on your own understanding. He wants to know that you are going to listen to him when he says, do this, do that, do something else. Because that's what you need to do. You know, oftentimes I will lose something. I don't know, a pair of glasses. I could lose anything. My keys. I put my keys down somewhere and I don't know where they are. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking all over the place. And I think, when did I have those keys last? And I can't remember. I just cannot figure it out. But the keys are gone and I need to get into my car. And I can't because I can't find my keys. You know what I do now? I say, Lord, where are my keys? And I wait. And suddenly I know he tells me. Because I go straight to that place where he's telling me, and there are my keys. It's a tiny, tiny thing in life. It's a tiny, tiny little point. It's a tiny little problem. But you see, Paul says in Philippians, I've just told you, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. So whatever it is that's going on in your life, God is saying to you, I need to hear from you. Listen, I know what's going on, I can see it, but I need to hear from you. And I need you to tell me, Lord, what do I do? I need you to pray to me. And then I want to give you the answer. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. That's Peter speaking. Paul then says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. They're saying the same thing. And it's repeated over and over and over and over again. We don't have a choice, really. Well, we do. The choice we've got is to try and figure it out for ourselves. And if it works out, well, fantastic. Well done. But there will become a time when you will find you can't work it out. And then you will realize that you need to be humble. That's why Peter says in verse 6, so humble yourselves under the mighty power. Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. And at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. That is what is so important. That is what we can't let go of. That is what we need to focus on today, knowing that we need to be humble before Almighty God. Stop thinking of yourself more than you should. But have a humble heart. Even that is so difficult to do, because then you realize that you need to change the way you think. And that's what Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. Under the power of God, let God change the way you think. And at the moment we're seeing here, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. In other words, let God do that too. And all you need to do is to say, Lord God Almighty, create in me a clean heart. Humble me, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name. And when you say to the Lord, humble me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are going to see God work in an amazing way. I've done it. I've been there. One day I was preaching on humility, and I prayed that prayer, humble me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God did just that. And the journey to humility was very painful, because I had to take a look at myself and see who I was. And I thought, you're not humble at all. But under the mighty power of God, he changed that. And now, I like to think that I don't worry about anything. I like to think that I pray about everything. Because when you pray about everything, it is because your heart has been humbled and you know that you rely on God for every single breath that you take day in and day out. I'm having some issues at the moment with my hearing. I've got a thing that is called Eustachian tube disorder, and it's not nice. But I've given it to God. And I've said, Lord, you know the situation. I pray in Jesus' name, your healing on my body. And I just wait for that to happen. What is the point of worrying about it? None whatsoever, because worry can do nothing. Worry can do nothing. It cannot change a thing. But relying on God changes everything. I'll say that again. Worry can do nothing, but relying on God changes everything, because he is mighty and he is awesome. Father, we give you your honor and your glory that you so richly deserve. We say thank you, Jesus, for your word today. And I pray that your word seeps into the hearts of every single person who's listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.